Hi, this is Holly.
Hi, Holly.
Hi, is that Regina?
Yes.
Hello.
How are you, my dear?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. I have my girlfriend Pat on the phone, too.
Oh, great. Hi, Pat.
Hi, Holly. I've heard so much about you.
Oh.
Hi, Holly. It's Jenny from Seattle.
Hi, Jenny from Seattle. All right, let's see here. So I'm going to wait maybe like 30 seconds or a minute before we officially jump in, just for the folks that are calling in who might have some technical issues and such. So I will repeat this a couple times because I'll be able to see when people are joining in. But if you guys would hit your mute button, either, let's see, you guys are calling in from your phone. So yeah, if you don't mind putting your phone on mute, that just minimizes any of the background sounds, or it also just kind of makes it easier for me to kind of say what I have to say and such. So then what I will do is I'm going to chat for a little bit, and then what I will do is I will open up the Q&A, and what we will do is I'm going to have you guys stay on mute, and let's see here. You guys are on your cell phones, correct?
No, I'm on house phone.
Yeah. You are. Okay, great. Perfect. So then what we'll do is we will, when I open it up for the Q&A, I'll basically just give everybody a chance to kind of chime in, and then we'll go through them one by one, depending on obviously how many questions there are. I might be able to knock off some of those questions at the top of the call simply by sharing the questions that I've already gotten so far from people. So I am going to jump in. We've got a bunch of people on the call, which is great. I'm so glad all of you guys are here. And like I said, if you wouldn't mind, either put your phone on mute or just try to keep any background noise to a minimum. And please hold questions until I open up the call to specifically to the questions. And then we'll go through it that way. So I'm so excited that you guys are all here. And I'm so excited that I've got a fun group of people doing the Glutes Project with me. As you may or may not know, it is a self-timed program, self-paced. So you can start and stop this program whenever you want. If the time isn't right for you to get started on it now and you'd rather start in 2 or 3 weeks, you can always start it whenever you want. I will be starting the program formally on Monday, and that is so that there's one of us as a ringleader that's kind of leading up the troops, and I'm going to be able to get into a lot of the details of the program that way. So mostly daily, I will be sharing tips and insights on Instagram and Facebook to get into some of the other questions that come along from people throughout the 12 weeks and just some of the other little items that I didn't add into the actual written literature of the program. So I'll be able to talk about things like specific technique skills in some of the exercises, different notes about the exercises, things to look out for. I will start to address a little bit about diet and nutrition throughout the 12 weeks. As you may or may not know, I am keeping specific diet notes out of this program simply because that's a whole other program in and of itself. Nutrition and diet and so forth really is a bear of a project by itself, and that's why I'm trying to keep that that part of it as minimized as I can in this program. As I said on the training pages online, you just want to be eating well, and most of us do know how to eat well, and we do have a pretty good idea of what to eat and not to eat. If you do the Glutes Project program consistently and as I designed, the truth is it really does step in and have such a profound effect on your body that over time your diet becomes less of the equation. So if you can really put your heart and soul into the actual strength training and cardio components of this program as a whole, you're going to see that all of those little ins and outs of diet just aren't as impactful. And that's because the muscle is going to be stepping in and taking care of so much of the metabolic effect of your energy needs and body fat loss and so forth. So I want to start just a little bit more into why I created this program in general. I am particularly fascinated by and inspired by the booty. And as silly as that sounds, there are actually a lot of big reasons for it. The main thing is your glutes, which is a group of muscles, okay, it's not just one muscle, it's a group of muscles, is designed to be the largest muscle group in your entire body. And what that means is you're literally sitting on an engine that has tremendous potential. In my now over 20 years of working with women, I know for a fact that at least 90% of the women that come to me for fitness education are severely underserved in the muscle tissue of their glutes. And I could say every single woman I know, but I know that there's probably a woman out there that's got some nice, beefy, meaty buns. But the most of us just aren't firing and don't have the metabolic engine behind the glutes that we need in order to get the metabolic benefits. And that is why I'm starting, basically, it's a year of body transformation programs. I'm starting it off with the glutes. If you dedicate some time and attention specifically into inspiring the metabolism of your glutes alone, you are going to see radical changes throughout your body, even through your arms, your shoulders, your abs, everything, as a result by focusing on this big muscle group. And that's why I wanted to keep it simple, but keep it very targeted on the glutes. Each person and every woman has a body area or a body part that is lagging. And we all have different areas. For some of us, it's our abdomen. Some people, it's their calves or their thighs or their triceps. Mine is my butt. That is my lagging area. That's the area in my body that I have to put very specific attention into to keep it fully functioning, strong, and also, yes, we all want our butt to look great. And that is certainly the very first thing that is going to happen as a result of this program. You are going to, your butt's going to look a lot greater for sure. That's the easy part. But you're also going to function better, have better body alignment, reduce risk of injury, all of those good things. So that is why I was inspired to create this program. And as you guys can probably tell, I'm so excited and super passionate about it. I want to share with you three important tips that I want you to remember as you start your program and throughout the program. Number one is consistency. Everything that you do in your diet and fitness life, the more consistent you are, the better the results you will see. The Glutes Project has a 2-day per week strength training program. That means twice a week you're going to be doing my workouts, the strength workouts, as consistently as possible. There's also a cardio recommendation for the program. You want to fit that into your weekly exercise routine as well. But the more consistent you can be, the better the results become. It's almost like an accelerating payback. The more consistent, you get results faster and better and just much easier than when you're just starting out. So tip number one is be consistent. Tip number two is definitely take advantage of the video tutorials that I offered on the training page on the Women's Strength Nation website. The video tutorials at the bottom of the page show you every single exercise in the programs. And I very specifically designed the dialogue of those so that you will know exactly what points to focus on in each of the movements. I can't stress enough the value of technique. Some of the bigger exercises in the Glutes Project, like squats, walking lunges, and deadlifts, you really do want to put some attention towards getting your technique right so that it feels great, so that you get the most benefit from the program. And those videos are really, really going to help. So take a moment and study the videos and or pull them up on your smartphone when you're at the gym. even just watching the videos, even without listening to it, you're going to be able to mimic better in your own movements. So that's tip number two. Tip number three is try your best to squash intimidation about the program in general. Some women are a little nervous about going into the gym with a new strength training program, and some women are nervous about trying new movements like deadlifts, squats, and walking lunges. It's absolutely normal to feel a little nervous, maybe a little intimidated going into the gym. So I would like to say don't let yourself feel intimidated, but I know that it's normal. There are days when I feel intimidated, especially when I'm in a new gym. So I encourage you to just kind of like take your intimidation and say, okay, hi, it's there. However, you deserve to be at the gym and you deserve to use every piece of equipment just as much as anyone else does. And I promise you, after being in the fitness industry for over 20 years now, no one knows more than you do. Most people at the gym are a little bit confused. So don't worry if someone is, you believe that someone is looking at you or judging you or that you're going to do it wrong. Just do it. Focus on the videos. Let me help you with questions and do your best to feel confident and, as I say, squash intimidation as much as you can. So that's tip number three. So what I would like to do is open up the call to some of the specific questions. I did get one question via email just a few minutes ago that I want to share right away because I know that it might affect many of you on the call. We have quite a few people on the call today. And the first is those of you that have lower back sensitivity or knee or hip sensitivities. The question was whether there would be modifications for some of the movements, and the answer is yes. Next week, some of the first videos that I will do on Instagram and Facebook will be things to look out for as you make slight modifications to the movements. It's normal to have to make modifications, and it's normal to have an achy joint. I definitely want you to discern between injury and ache, between pain and discomfort. If you're in the territory where something feels a little achy or stiff or just kind of uncomfortable, I'm okay with that. Breathe through it and just kind of work through your movements cautiously. If you find that you're getting into the territory of pain and injury and complete restriction, that is when I want you to put the program on pause and either check in with me or check in with, obviously, a doctor or someone who knows you personally. So just know the aches and pains in strength training, completely normal. That's the joint becoming stronger as a function of the muscles becoming stronger. But I definitely want those of you that have severe back injuries or trauma or surgeries, if you have legitimate trauma or surgeries, be a little cautious and just check in with me from time to time. My upcoming videos and tips this week will start to get into some of that. So that question and answer does apply to those of you that have possibly have knee issues, hip issues, or back issues. So what I would like to do is if everyone would just kind of be a little as quiet as possible, go ahead and unmute your phone. And if somebody would love to just jump in let me know what questions you have. Who would like to dive in first?
Oh, hi, Holly. This is Regina from Philadelphia.
Hi, Regina.
And I have a question for you. I'm excited about starting your glutes program. However, I need to know how I'm able to incorporate this in the program that I'm currently working on, which is the Hard Gainer program from your Fit to Get Lean book.
Perfect. So I designed the glutes project to be able to fit right into whatever your current fitness plan is. So some of you listening in, maybe you do spinning or yoga or boxing. Maybe you have other workouts that you do. This program is designed to be added to what you currently do that you love to do. You can substitute some of your other general workouts with these workouts. So specifically what Regina is asking is she is on a specific strength training program, the Hard Gainer program from my Lift to Get Lean book, which is a 3-day-a-week program. So specifically for those of you that are on strength training programs, here's what I recommend. You're going to substitute the glutes project programming, which is 2 days per week, for any other lower body workouts that you're currently on. So on the Hard Gainer program, there is one day of those three. Regina, is there one or two on the lower body? Do you have like
one is two. It's kind of like one and
two.
A half.
Yeah, that's
one
what
is
I thought.
A mix.
Perfect. So any of the other leg exercises or days that appear in your current program, you just swap out the glutes project, okay? So now if that ends up being more time than you're able to spend to the gym, in the gym, you can always curtail some of the sets on the glutes project. I just encourage you to try to get all of the exercises, even if you only do one set of each of the exercises. So literally just substitute it in and do as much of the glutes project as you can in your existing program. Does that help, Regina?
Yes, very helpful. Thank you.
Okay, cool. And if you come across problems or questions in the future, just send me an email.
Okay, thank you.
Cool. Other questions? Anything? If you are interested in the glutes project and haven't purchased it yet and have questions, I know there are some people on the call that apply for that as well. Many of the callers are already people that have either started the glutes project or are going to start with me next week. But literally any question that you may possibly have about the program, I'm here, you can pick my brain, and I would love to hear from you. If it's about specific exercises, if you do have specific questions about nutrition and diet, anything. Does anybody want to jump in and chime in? Ooh, you guys are quiet and shy. I love it. Okay, well then I'm going to take the opportunity to chat a little bit more because I know there's lots of people on the call, so clearly you're interested in some of the information. And then if it does spark a question for you, please feel free to hop in at any point. At this point in the call, you can unmute your phone and feel free to just kind of jump in, and we'll treat it like a true round table Q&A. So in particular, regarding the cardio component of the program, it does serve a big piece of the puzzle. When I put priority in the glutes project, number one is hitting those two strength training workouts each week. Number two is getting your cardio. And number three would be to be keeping a clean and healthy diet. Okay, and I know I'm not giving a lot of specifics around that. I just ask you to use your judgment when it comes to clean and as healthy as you can be in terms of diet. So number one is assuming you're getting those strength training workouts in and done. And number two comes to the cardio. What I see a lot today is that people are great about getting their cardio in, whether it's from home, they go out for a walk or a jog, or they do some cardio, maybe like an exercise video at home, and getting into the gym and hopping on a piece of equipment. I see that a lot of people are really good about it. The challenge is that time can almost be wasted if you are not hitting your heart rate in the right zone where it needs to be for your body. So if you're going to be doing cardio as a part of the program, I really encourage you to use that cardio worksheet, print it out, get out your pen and your calculator, and calculate out for yourself exactly what your heart rate range is for your cardio. If you get that part of the equation right, your results on the program pretty much double. So you're going to get awesome results from the strength training alone, even if you don't do the cardio. Then if you add the cardio, it really takes it to the next level for many, many reasons. Much of that I covered on the training pages on the website. So, yes, the strength training is the kind of heart and soul of this program, but I do encourage you to print out that worksheet and calculate your heart rate so that when you are getting in for those workouts, you're keeping an eye on your heart rate zone. And you can either do that through using a heart rate monitor or using a machine or either simply palpating at your neck and counting out with a stopwatch, which is a technique in and of itself, but you could find a video on YouTube, I'm sure, for that. Probably find about 15 videos on it. So just do your best to pay somewhat attention to it so that, you know, you are at least trying to get into the heart rate range that's appropriate for you. And you'll see very quickly that, yes, your heart rate training zone is based on your age. And that is because we all have an intrinsic basic speed to how fast our heart will beat. And that does decrease over time, given a small margin of error. So it's the best way for us to really estimate what the zone should be for you for your cardio workouts. And then second to that, it does have to do with your sex, whether you're male or female. It used to be that there was one equation for calculating heart rate for men and women, and now we know that women are different. Hallelujah. I've known that for a long time. So we actually have a very specific heart rate formula for us, which is on that cardio worksheet. So, once again, I do really encourage you to sit down and calculate out that cardio worksheet because it's going to make a big difference. So just to update you guys, I've got some callers that jump in a little late on the call, some people that drop out. So if I do repeat some information, that's why. I can just see when new callers are coming in. And welcome to those of you that are just joining us. So I'm going to go for about another 5 or 10 minutes, and I just wanted to check in again and see if anybody has any questions. If you do, feel free to unmute your phone and just chime in with a question. It can be specific to you. It can be specific to the program. Really anything that you're wondering about. I get all kinds of really great questions, actually. People are very creative and imaginative and come up with the greatest questions. So don't be shy and, you know, feel free to speak up whenever you're ready.
I have another question.
Yes, go ahead.
You can do the workouts both at the gym and at home, or?
Yep. So there are two different options for the Glutes Project. You can get a home version or a gym version, and the workouts are completely different. There are some parallels, of course, because the program was created on science and programming, so I had to include some similar exercises. But it is a different program, and that is A, for variety, B, for people who are working out in both places, and C, for the people who prefer to work out at home or in a, you know, a home-type fitness environment. So some of the people that bought the Glutes Project early on, like in the first 2 days it went on sale, I didn't have the home version up yet because I did not realize how many people were interested in the home version. So that came out a handful of days after I first released the program. So if that applies to you, email me and I will give you further details if you are somebody who wants a different program. So if you purchase the gym program but you actually need the home program, email me. Or if you bought the gym program and you want both, email me and we'll figure that out offline. There has been a few people that bought the gym program early on, but what they really needed was the home. And there are a lot of people that are actually buying both so that you've got that option. There is a discount if you buy both, by the way. It's like a package deal. And Regina, that might be a great option for you too, because I feel like you work out in two different gyms, right? You've got the office gym and then you've got your 12th Street gym. Is that right?
Yeah, that's correct. I've got two gyms that I work out at.
I love it. You're just like me. So good. So, yeah, that might be a great option for you to have both just so that you've got the variety. And why don't you email me, when we get off the phone, and we'll figure that out.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Yeah.
Holly, I had a question. Yeah. This is Jenny from Seattle.
Hi.
Hi, how are you? Thanks so much for doing this.
Yep.
Is it possible to – I'm also doing hard gainer 3 days a week.
And
awesome. Is it possible to split the 12 exercises for the glutes project up into the 3 days, so 4 on 3 days to match the hard gainer?
Yep. Yes, absolutely.
Okay?
Yes, you can, definitely. Because really at the end of the day, what I need is for you to be getting a total what we call volume – of fitness at the end of a week, Okay, so technically you could take all 12 exercises and do them all in one session, right? That's not going to be ideal. So yes, you can technically split it up into three workouts for sure. If I have any further thoughts on that, because some of the exercises are specific, let's see, I'll send you an email. But yes, just make sure that by the end of a given week, you add up the total recommended number of sets and that you're still hitting the total number of sets by the end of the week, okay? And then you'll be fine. So a little bit more detail into the specific exercises and the order that you see in the program. So the first exercises are what we consider glute activation exercises. So any of the bridges, the Bosu ball to warm up, those activate your glutes so that you will be better prepared and better firing when you get to some of the bigger moves like walking lunges, squats, and deadlifts and such. So Jenny, you're going to want to kind of keep that in mind, that definitely do some of the activation exercises on each of your days when you're hitting your legs, because you're ultimately going to be getting better effect from those bigger movements like the squats, walking lunges, and deadlifts. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. Awesome. Hard Gainer is my favorite program, and that's the one that I started on. It's like the perfect program. Now I pretty much do Radical Transformation because I can't get enough of strength training, but Hard Gainer is a popular one from that book. So I'm so glad to hear it. Other questions? Anybody else? Anything? Anything about cardio? Anything about your existing program and how the Glutes Project could fit into it? Any body aches, issues, past injuries, anything like that? Or any kind of broad nutrition and diet questions, anything that's a really broad stroke, nothing too specific. No? Okay. So let me think if there's anything else that's really, really super critical. Otherwise, what I will do is I will turn this over to our follow-up next week, which will be largely on social media. And you can always chime in with specific questions to me via email. One of the reasons why I'm going to be doing this on Instagram and Facebook is so that everyone can value from some of the questions. I do find that most questions that most people have apply to a lot of people. And so each day on Instagram and Facebook, I will be posting tips and such. And if you have questions, whether they're related to that day's post or not, it would be ideal if you would tag me or hashtag the Glutes Project on social media so that I can answer your questions there, and that way other people are going to be able to benefit from it. You know, when you send me an email, I'm perfectly happy to help, but obviously everyone doesn't get the value of the question and the answer there. And you guys always have great questions, and I just want everybody to hear it and learn. And I want this to be a fun learning process for us all too. So it's Holly Perkins on Instagram, and then Holly Perkins on Facebook. I have a Holly Perkins Fitness Facebook page, and then I have my own personal profile. I'll keep an eye on both to see where people are kind of gravitating to, but I probably will be doing the bulk on Holly Perkins, my personal profile on Facebook. You can follow me or friend me there, and then on Instagram. So that'll start on Monday when I start with my first workout, workout A, which I'm super excited about. And and just remember to tag me or to use the hashtag TheGlutesProject, because what that does is that aggregates, I think that's the right word. Aggregate? Yeah. Combines everyone's posts and comments and questions so that we can all see it in one place. So that is why I'm doing it. And I'm just like super, super excited. And I'm so excited. I honestly did not expect such a huge response to this program. And we have over right around 150 people officially doing the program, which is like so cool. And I think as it gets started, we're probably going to have more doing it with us. So we are officially a team and a community of Glutes Project people, and I'm so excited, and it really is just like fun to know that, even for me, it's so fun to know that I'm not going it alone. So I do encourage you guys to chime in and take advantage of the social media aspect. And again, if you have really specific questions or personal questions, of course, you can email me at any of my email addresses. I'm sure you have one of them. And I'm going to give it one last shot. Anybody have any other remaining questions?
Holly, this is Pat Walters, and I'm from Philadelphia. I have a question. I'm a newbie to this group.
Okay.
And I wanted to know, what's your recommendation for a person to begin your program? I do go to the gym, and I do cardio, and I do some strength training. And it's pretty much maybe cardio anywhere between 30, 40 minutes, and strength training probably about 15 minutes or
okay.
so.
You
and
are
I don't
the,
know. Mm-hmm. I don't know where to start.
Okay. So you are the perfect person for this. So the way that I designed the Glutes Project, I really legitimately sat down and designed it for myself. And that could at first be like, whoa, that's going to be a serious program. But it's not, because it really only focuses on the lower body component of it. So while I designed it to be effective for me, I designed it with many users in mind, people who are brand new to strength training and people like me who are, you know, seasoned experts at it. So what I would recommend is exactly everything that I designed for the program would work perfectly for you. Now, if you've been sitting on the couch for 3 years, I might say something different, but you are active and you are somewhat familiar, so it's perfect. So there is a there are specific private web pages on the Women's Strength Nation website that spell out everything for you. And if you were to follow it to a T, it will work beautifully for you, because it does incorporate strength training, but not so much to overload you. And it does incorporate cardio, which is going to be a little bit more than you've currently been doing, but again, not so much to overload you. The only the only additional thing I would offer specifically, Pat, is that obviously watch the tutorial videos so that you understand how to do the exercises. I mean, I literally show you exactly what you do in the gym or the home setting. I'm in a gym when I demonstrate, but for the home programs, the exercises can be done at home. And so you would want to watch the videos, and then in the downloadable printable 12-week program, for some exercises, I do make some recommendations on the weight load for the exercises. Pat, you might want to decrease those weight loads a little bit. So if I say start your deadlift at 45 pounds, you might want to drop that down by 10 pounds or 20 pounds. That would be the only adjustment I would say. You might not even need to do that. You might be perfectly fine. But the program as it stands, as it's designed, is really, really perfect for you. And then what you do is you just take it week by week and you see how your body responds. If it feels like it's a little too intense, all you have to do is cut back on some of the sets. And if it feels just right, you stick with it. And I think it sounds, from what you've said to me, it sounds like it would be perfect for you.
Thank you. Thank
You're
you.
You're welcome. Any other questions?
I have another question, Holly. This is Jenny again.
Hi.
This is a gym etiquette question. Mm-hmm. So when I was looking through the Glutes Project exercises, there were a couple, like the calf kickback, and I think one other that using equipment that I haven't used in the gym before.
Yep.
And I was just curious, is it okay to ask someone who works there, one of the trainers, how to use those, or more proper to should I book a personal training session?
Well, you could certainly do either. That. You could do either. It depends on your gym, but absolutely. Listen, it is the gym's responsibility to help you with that very kind of a question. Now, every gym has a different culture, right? What I would suggest is either call your gym, or the next time you go in, stop at the front desk and ask that very question and say, hey, do you have a trainer that could help me out for a couple of minutes? And I could pretty much guarantee that they will. and that is the best way to go about it. If you feel that you want a 30-minute session or a full hour session with a trainer to go over other things, you could certainly do that. But it really is, working in the gym industry my whole life, we know anyone who owns or operates or works at a gym, they know that is part of their responsibility. And, some gyms are friendlier with that than others, but you have every right to say, hey, could you just show me quickly how to do this exercise, the name of it is, and then you could also show them the quick little video. If you have a smartphone, if you can take it to the gym, you could show them my video, which I think what you're talking about is a cable kickback. And I'm sure your gym is equipped to do it because it's a pretty standard exercise. But whatever would work for you to communicate it to them, that is an absolutely normal ask of the front desk. That would just be the best way because then they can put you into the right hands of a good trainer.
Okay, great. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Any other questions? That was a great question, by the way. And that wasn't one that I was expecting. That's not one of the normal ones that I always get in. So that was great. I love it. Anybody else? Any other little thing, big thing? No? Okay. Well, then I am going to wrap it up, and I'm going to wish that you enjoy the rest of your weekend. Definitely stay tuned in on Monday because I'll get into a lot more detail and cool information as we go forward. And like I said, if you have personal questions, you can email me. If you have general questions, I would encourage you to share those questions on Instagram or Facebook so that everybody can benefit from it. But yes, if you really want it to stay private in between the two of us, email me and I will do my best to get back to you ASAP. And and I'm really excited, and I'm so excited there were so many people on the call. You guys are awesome. And I'm really excited, and I hope you'll be starting with me on Monday, but you can start and stop whenever you need to, and I can't wait to hear about your results. One last thing, it does help a lot if you do progress photos. Everyone hates to do them, myself included, but I strongly recommend that you pull out either a bathing suit or some shorts and a sports bra and have a friend or a family member or somebody try to take a progress photo for you. You're not going to want it right now, but down the road, you will want it. And it's really helpful to have that to document your progress. I will be sharing an example of a progress photo. I will either post it on social media if I have the nerve, or I will maybe even send out a special email to those of you guys that are doing the program with me. So keep your eyes out too. I'll show you exactly how I do my progress photos, and I'll be talking about that as we go through the program. So if you are starting with me on Monday, consider doing that this weekend, and then I will chime in and I will talk to you guys all this week.
Thank you, Holly.
You are so welcome. Happy weekend, guys.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.